I really doubt that the oil is going to come over as far as South Texas. At least I hope it didn't, wouldn't go that far. But if oil came in to the inshore area around here, it would affect us negatively as well as any other industry that depends on good quality seawater. So we'd be in trouble, too, if there was a spill off the coast in Texas.
You're not expecting it to move to where it would affect the Texas Gulf Coast and where you are, the southern Texas Gulf Coast. Do you keep the thought in the back of your mind, though, that might happen? Are you making any preparations on the off chance that it does?
We're not going to stock any shrimp this year. So as far as for shrimp, we don't have to worry about that. But for fish, we would try to get ourselves in a position where we wouldn't have to pump water for as long as possible. But it would be tough to weather a long-term problem if it was going to be months of no water.
What effect might this have on sort of the shrimping market, assuming that for shrimpers from Louisiana sort of up the coast, you know, they're not going to be able to do their jobs for who knows how long?
It could turn into a year where there's going to be good shrimp prices. Not many people realize it, but 85 to 90% of the shrimp that's consumed in the United States is imported from other countries. We really only produce, I believe it's 10 to 12% of the shrimp we consume domestically. And of that, that produced in farms is only about 1%, maybe 2% tops for the volume of shrimp consumed in the States. If we could magically snap our fingers and double our production when a problem occurred, you know, it would still be a very small percentage of the shrimp that's consumed in the States. It really needs to be a longer-term type of reaction and thought process that we as a nation need to have about our seafood, because we import over 80% of all of our seafood, not just shrimp, but all types of seafood from other countries. What I've been trying to point out to people is that we need to support more domestic aquaculture and as well as seafood from the oceans.
Fritz Janik is on the line from Harlingen Shrimp Farms. And Fritz, we thank you for your time today.
You bet. Thank you.